We're live.
We're live, so, yeah.
I like it.
Hi.
Like it.
Online. Oh, Mikey.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. Amen. Welcome to church. Let's stand if we're able, and let's ask God to bless this time together. Can we do that?
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, I love you, and I thank you, and I praise you, Lord. What a glorious privilege we have, oh God, to come before you. To come into your presence with thanksgiving, oh God. So, Lord, right now, Lord, we just lay everything at your feet, oh God. Every worry, every care, every burden, every ache, every pain, every distraction. Lord, we cast it all on you right now, Lord God. And, Lord, I just ask that you have your way in this place, oh God. Holy Spirit, have your way. Help us to hear your voice, oh God, that you would lead every word, every song, everything that is done, everything that's played, everything that is sung. Oh, be glorified in our praises tonight, oh God. For we're going to be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory. And everybody said,
have done great things. We dance in your freedom.
Hallelujah, great and mighty is our God. Hallelujah, just turn and say hello to somebody. Let's just take a minute. Hallelujah, we love you. This is kind of a quick fast and in a hurry family time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I wanted to turn into this intro kind of an islandy theme, and I kind of got made fun of, so I won't do the thing. Oh, I just did, didn't I? It is the cry of my heart to follow you. It is the cry of my heart to be close to you. It is the cry of my heart to follow all of the days of my life. It is the cry. It is the cry of my heart to follow you. It is the cry of my heart to be close to you. It is the cry of my heart. Teach me your holy ways. Teach me your holy ways, O Lord, so I can walk in your truth. Teach me your holy ways, O Lord. Make me wholly devoted to you. It is the cry. It is the cry of my heart to follow you. It is the cry of my heart to be close to you. It is the cry of my heart to follow all of the days of my life. All of the days. All of the days of my life. Open my eyes right here. Open my eyes so I can see the wonderful things that you do. Open my heart and more, make me wholly devoted to you. Cry of my heart to follow you. It is the cry of my heart to be close to you. It is the cry of my heart to follow all of the days of my life. All of the days. All of the days of my life. All the days of my life. All of the days of my life. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Cry of my heart to follow you, Lord, not just to go through the motions, not just to sing the song, but to glorify you every day, Lord, every hour. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, that one's almost worthy of a little, glorify you, Jesus, in an island way, right? It's okay if we have fun in church. It's okay. Jamaican me sad when you're not. Oh, glory. I don't apologize. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Hallelujah. We ought to be just happy. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, this is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And sometimes we feel like this. Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Go ahead. Walking around these walls, here we go.
Is it touching yours?
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. I know the night won't last. I know the night won't last. 'Cause your word will come to pass. Hallelujah. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, Jesus, you're still enough. Jesus, you're still enough. Promise still stands. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me still stand. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet. And you never will, God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. My God will never, ever change. My God will never, ever fail. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. You've never failed and you never will, oh God. Hallelujah. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're mine. Lord, we rest in you tonight. Lord, we pause. We pause without an agenda. Just to sit at your feet, oh God. To bask in your embrace, oh God. Lord, forgive us for just going through the motions. Lord, set my spirit free to worship you. Lord, break every chain in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I know there are needs manifested in here today, Lord, that are needed. Lord, but you are the life giver. You are the chain breaker. You are the healer. So, Lord, we just give it over to you right now, Lord God. Lord, and even though we might have walked around this wall a few times, Lord, we've seen you move. We've seen you move the mountains, Lord God. And we know that you are able to do exceedingly above all that we would ever ask or seek, oh God. So, Lord, we just remember now and we put our trust in you, oh God. And we thank you ahead of time for the victories, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for healing. I thank you for freedom in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worthy, worthy.
I just don't even feel like I've got words adequate to express how worthy You are tonight. How grateful that I am, God, to be called by You. How grateful that I am, Lord, to be numbered among Your chosen. God, the honor that I have for being these folks' pastor. God, I'm grateful for it. I'm so grateful. God, I pray tonight, Lord, that You would rightly deserve and receive all the worship and all the praise and all the accolades and all the commendation, all of it, Lord, tonight. Because You are worthy, worthy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Jesus, Jesus. At that name, demons tremble. Captives are set free by speaking the name of Jesus. It's not just another name. There's power. There's dunamis in that name. Lord, You're worthy, 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 worthy. You're my Savior, my Redeemer. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Jesus. We worship You, Lord. God, we reverence You in this house. God, we just bow before Your throne. God, in Your presence, Lord, we're just humbled. And Kathy sang about the walls, and we went around the walls so many times. And God, it just doesn't seem like they'd come down. And then all of a sudden, You just make a way. You've never failed us, Lord. God, we have failed You so miserably, so many times, but You have never failed us. God, You are a faithful God. Lord, in these first few days of this brand new year, Lord, I pray, God, that Your power, Your Holy Spirit would begin to just emanate in our lives and through our lives, God, that lives would be changed and transformed. God, I pray for Kevin tonight, Lord, that You would heal him these hernias, oh God. I pray, God, that You would set him free. I pray, God, that You would take the pain away in Jesus' name. Lord, we lift Dee to You tonight, Lord. Know that, God, she's got these bone spurs in her neck and in her vertebrae there in her neck, Lord God. And I pray, God, that You would just touch her and relieve that pain, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we lift Ron to You tonight as well, God. Lord, we pray You touch him and heal him, Father God. Lord, we lift little Jasmine to You tonight, God. This blood sugar level out of control. And God, I just pray that You would just arrest that and bring it back, Lord, into the parameters, Lord, that You designed her body to work under. Lord, I just thank You for it right now. God, I thank You for it right now, Jesus. God, I thank You. We thank You, Jesus. Lord, I pray for Mark and his family, God, for healing. Pneumonia and back problems, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, set them free. I pray for Troy tonight, God. I pray that You would heal his leg, Father God. Heal him, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. God, You know every need. You know every need. You know every need, Lord. God, I again want to just lift Harry to You tonight. This heart issue, God, we're going to keep pounding on heaven's door until he gets deliverance and healing from that in Jesus' name. Lord, we continue to pray for Marsha's son tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I lift Karen Moraine's daughter to You tonight, God. Would You get a hold of her heart God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You're worthy, worthy, Lord. You're holy, holy, holy. Precious Jesus. Precious Jesus. God is so good, church. He's so good. He's so worthy of all of our praise and all of our worship. Aren't you glad for that tonight? Aren't you glad that He's your Lord? That He's God Almighty? That there is none mightier than Him? Thank you, Jesus. Well, Father, we just prepare our hearts right now, God, to give unto You this offering. Lord, that we would bless You. That You would bring the increase. That You would make a way where sometimes there just doesn't seem to be any way. But God, You cause our finances to grow and to stretch, Lord, when we trust You with them. So tonight, God, as we receive the tithe and the offering, Lord, would You be glorified in it and through it. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. And amen. God bless you as you give.
If you go to our website harvestca.org, on the far right of the menu bar across the top of our site, you will see the Give button. Clicking on that button will take you to the page with the section titled How We Give. You will be presented with several ways that you can donate to the church. As always, you can give using an envelope during the offering we take up at each service at church. The second option, Tithely, which is actually an app you can download on your phone. The third option is by clicking on the green Give Now button, you can make an online donation directly from this webpage. Quickly and securely, you can fill out the page and give from there.
Lord, we stand on those promises tonight. Great is your faithfulness, Lord. I'm still in your hands. God, I'm confident, oh God, that I'm still in your hands. And Lord, I thank you for this offering right now. God, I thank you for what it represents. Some of it sacrificial, some was easy to give, but all give, Lord. And I pray, God, that you would bless the gift and the giver. Lord, for those that give online over the internet, maybe have not even ever been here, but they give, God, I pray right now that you'd bless them. God, that you'd bless them for their faithfulness. Now, God, I thank you for this offering in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, that was a great worship service. That was a great worship service. Can we just give the Lord a great big hand clap of praise? Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, worship team. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Boy, I'll tell you, it was awesome. It was awesome. One of these days, I'm going to get to see that. I want to see it, man. I want these rafters to be filled with that Shekinah glory, that manifest presence of God. Amen? Listen, I'll guarantee you when that happens, you won't be walking around. You won't be talking to your neighbor. You'll be on your... You might be just sucking carpet, that, you know, sucking the dirt out of the cracks on the concrete. Has everybody got a salvation worksheet? Tammy's passing them out. Everybody, we... Dennis's dog ate his. Right there. All right. All right. Everybody got pens, writing sticks, all that good stuff? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's like passing out homework in school. It just sends tremors up my spine. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. And he gives it to us. Isn't that awesome? So, the definition of salvation, I'm going to back up a little bit here, Michelle. The definition of salvation is being saved from the power and the dominion of sin in our life and from an eternity separated from God. Listen, you can read through the scriptures and you'll find in there that how it describes hell, that it's a lake of burning fire and sulfur, and it talks about being burnt but never burnt up, talks about being eaten by bugs but never consumed. You know, it talks about the gnashing of teeth, and it talks about utter darkness and those kinds of things. But in my opinion, what really makes hell hell is the fact that God ain't going to be there. Amen? I mean, he is not going to be there. And so what is God's gift to you and I? Well, according to John 3 and 16 and Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, I want to just share those. Verse 16 of chapter 3 of John, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him would not perish but would have everlasting life." And then verse 23 of Romans chapter 6, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Man, isn't that awesome? See, the entire gospel comes into focus in John chapter 3 and verse 16. And God is not just, His love isn't just to a certain group of individuals. It's literally offers that to the entire world. Amen? You think about the worst person that you know. The guys that are sitting in prison that are awaiting the death penalty for whatever they've done. Can I just tell you tonight, God loves that person. Christ died for those people. God said He's not willing that any would perish, but that all would come to the saving knowledge of Christ. But that doesn't mean that they're all going to come. But if God has His way, nobody's going to go to hell. But the reality is, along with salvation, He has given us a free will. He's given us the choice. So God's love is not static. It's not self-centered. It reaches out and it draws other people in. And God, His actions define the pattern of true love. And the basis of all true love relationships is when you love somebody, you're willing to sacrifice dearly for that person. Sacrificial love is the kind of love that we probably struggle with the most as humans and as individuals, because sacrificial love is practical in seeking ways to meet the needs of those who are loved. In fact, sacrificial love expresses itself without the assurance that the love that you give out will even be returned in kind. In other words, you have to love. Well, if we love in hopes of receiving something back, you're loving for the wrong reason. Our love, I need to just love you just because you're my brother and because Christ is in us. And I, you know, if you love me back, that's great. If you don't, I'm still going to love you. I know it. And I don't want it. But too many times, love is performance based. Did you hear me? Too often, love is performance based. Well, I love you as long as you perform to my satisfaction. Can I just tell you something? God loved us while we were yet sinners, while we were still His enemies. And so the timing of sacrificial love is what Paul is highlighting here in Romans 5 and verse 8. But God demonstrated. See, it's one thing to talk about love. It's another thing to demonstrate love. And verse 8 says, "But God demonstrated His own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." So in God's case, the love was infinitely practical, since it set out to rescue you and I, who have no hope of rescuing ourselves. God paid dearly. He gave His only begotten Son, the highest price that He could pay. And Romans 6 and 23, as we've already read, talks about the wages and the gift. And the result of sin is not just physical death. Everybody's going to die if we don't get raptured. Amen? Everybody dies physically, believers and unbelievers alike. So this is referring to eternal separation from God in hell. And so this is the wage that a person receives for their rebellion against God. Have you ever heard somebody say, I'm just going to go to hell with all my buddies and we're just going to party it up and blah, 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 blah. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's just ridiculous because there ain't going to be no partying. There's going to be a lot of screaming and crying. There's going to be a lot of torment. Make no mistake. Those in hell will find no comfort in the truth that they have been paid exactly what they earned. You said a mouthful there. He said, thank God that we don't get what we deserve. Because what we deserve was that cross. What we deserve was that beating that Jesus took in our place. What we deserve is hell. But God. Eternal life, instead of wages, those who believe receive this precious gift from God. We call it eternal life. There on your handout. Eternal life doesn't mean endless life on earth. It means resurrection from death to eternal glory with God. And so because eternal life is a gift, we can't earn it or purchase it. I deal with that so often. Well, Pastor, what do I have to do to get saved? What do I have to do? You don't have to do anything except accept Jesus. That's all you can do. It's a free gift. It would be foolish for somebody to offer to pay for a gift that's been given out of love. That would be a slam. It wouldn't be good. So to be a gift, it has to be given and receive a more appropriate response to a loved one who offers a gift is grateful acceptance. Thank you so much. I don't really, I don't deserve it, but boy, I'm sure grateful you gave it to me. Amen. Our salvation is a gift of God, not something of our own doing. You and I have been saved because of His mercy. Not because of anything that you and I have done on our part. Listen, I'm not your pastor because I'm good. I'm not your pastor because I'm anything special to God. He picked me just like He picked the rest of you. He chooses who He wants. He saves us out of His mercy. You are free to choose between two masters. But listen, church. You're free to choose between two masters, but you are not free to adjust the consequences of your choice. You choose Jesus, heaven awaits you. You choose to reject Jesus, hell awaits you. And you can't change that once it's too late. Each of the two masters pays with his own kind of currency. The currency of sin is death. That's all you can expect or hope for in life without God. Christ's currency? Ha! Eternal life. Eternal life with God that begins on earth and continues forever with God. Amen? So how are you saved? Let's look at that. The answer is found in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace... Is it an acrostic? Is it an acrostic when you take a word and break the letters down and make another word out of all the letters? So an acrostic then for grace would be God's riches at Christ's expense. God's riches at Christ's expense. I just threw that in there. That was free. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And not of yourselves, It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Grace here refers to the multifaceted gift that God makes available to us despite our unworthiness. So not only then does God mercifully withhold the judgment and the punishment that we deserve, He grants instead the almost unbelievable gift of forgiveness, of salvation, and on top of that, eternal life.
Through faith. I've studied this a lot. Through faith and not of yourselves. All we can do is choose to sin. So why are we here and why did we get illuminated? I don't understand that concept. It's soteriological.
Right. Well, to each one of us, He's given a measure of faith. Whether we're saved or not, He's given us that measure of faith.
Well, He's given you a whole lot more faith than me.
No, I don't believe that. I believe you've got the exact same faith that I've got.
You're running the church, man. And you've got so much energy and enthusiasm for Christ. I wish I had I'm like 4%, and you're like 100%. I don't get it.
Well, if I can pick up 200 pounds and you can only pick up 100 pounds, how are you going to increase that?
I have to exercise.
You have to exercise.
There you go.
I have to exercise my faith. You have to exercise your faith.
Well, you certainly do.
I don't know about all that. All I know is that God is no respecter of persons at all. What He's done for one, He'll do for another. Listen, what He's done for me, He'll do for you. If you'll just say, God, here I am, I'm going to, use me. He'll use you. The reason why we're illuminated, how you put it, and others aren't, is because they choose not to be. They choose not to be.
They're dead. They don't exercise.
They don't exercise.
Dead is sin. How can we choose God? We can't choose God. He gives us the faith.
Yeah. And He's given it to everybody. But at some point, somewhere along the line, you got to make a choice. Joshua said in chapter 24 in the book of Joshua, Joshua said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. And he said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Every one of us have a choice to make. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, that means everybody, everybody's whosoever, whosoever believes in Him, call on His name. Look at this. For by grace you've been saved through faith. Not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. Not of works. Listen, if we add anything to our salvation, we're in trouble. It's the free gift of God. I can't earn it. All I can do is walk in it and accept it. And the enemy wants to, huh?
It, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and so here, I feel like there's going to be a lot of people that one day are going to miss heaven by 18 inches. That distance between your head and your heart, because you can have all the head knowledge you want, you can know the Bible inside and out, but if you don't apply it to your life, to your heart, and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, all that knowledge is just going to go right straight to hell with you. Yeah,
he's never failed, and never will. That's why we add that he never will.
Yeah, and he won't. He will never fail us. Thank God for that. God's grace requires faith because the moral and legal case against us leads to the inevitable verdict of guilty. I jumped a ways, didn't I? Yeah. Not only does God mercifully withhold the judgment and punishment that we deserve, Huh? He grants instead the almost unbelievable gifts of forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life. Forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life. So grace means the forgiveness of our sins, and it cannot be earned by our works or by any goodness in us, because you know what? There is no goodness in us. Is it Isaiah that says that our heart is deceitfully wicked and there's nothing good in it? Our righteousness is as filthy rags. We can't earn it. It's free. It's undeserved favor that is on us by Christ's faithfulness act of redemption. We have been redeemed. What is redeemed? What does it mean to be redeemed? How does redemption happen? A price has to be paid. A price has to be paid. And the value of an object, if you've ever watched that American Pickers show, the value of an object is really, at the end of the day, determined by what someone's willing to pay for that object. If I've got something in my hand, and to me, this thing's worth $300, but Harry comes in and Harry says, well, I'll give you $200 for it. If I give in and sell it to him for $200, I've just dropped what I perceived as the value, $100, so that you can have it. So in your opinion, it's a $200 value, even though I thought it was a $300 value. When you think about your life, and so many of us feel like we're less than. So many of us feel like, how in the world could you know? Well, frankly, there's been so many of us that have been told all of our life, you'll never amount to a hill of beans.
But they told the politicians differently. They seem to think they're invaluable.
Right. We're not talking about politics tonight. But here's the thing. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, offered himself as the payment, the redemption payment for every one of us. So when you start feeling like maybe you're less than, or somebody says you'll never amount to anything, or you'll never measure up, or whatever, you just think about the price that was paid for you. Because Jesus Christ gave his life. The free and undeserved favor that is on us by Christ's act of redemption. Our salvation comes from God's grace alone.
Yeah, the most righteous person and the most sinful person you can think of are the same. Because it's only His righteousness, not ours.
Right.
We're the same. No matter how righteous, how sinful we are in ourselves and of ourselves, we're the same.
Right. See, the ground's level at the foot of the cross. The ground is level. So our salvation comes from God's grace alone. Amen. That's on your paper. So Paul is firm that absolutely nothing is of our own doing, not of ourselves, not salvation, not grace, not even the faith exercised to receive this salvation. It's all a gift of God. Every bit of it. I love what William Temple said. He said, the only thing that a man can contribute to his redemption is the sin from which he needs to be redeemed. That's the only thing you can give. People find it difficult to accept something so free, so willingly given, so available to anyone. We want to feel as though we did something. We want to feel as though we somehow earned our salvation by our merit. But Paul's words are unmistakable. If salvation is by God's grace and is accepted through faith, then it is not of works. That's in your little pamphlet. It's not of works. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yeah. All right. So if salvation could be earned by good works, then people would by nature boast about it. They would boast about how good their works were. They would begin to compare the goodness of their works with others' good works and do only good to boast about it. Man, Brother Ray, you ought to see what I did. What are you doing? See, that we begin boasting, and Ray says, well, I did this, and I'll one-up you tomorrow, it's terrible. It's ridiculous. No one, and I close with this, no one could ever be good enough to please a holy God. No one. No one can ever please a holy God. Our only hope is to fall down at the cross, cry out to God and say, Father, forgive me. Amen. And you know what the good news is? He'll do it. He'll do it over and over and over. He will meet you there every time you meet Him there. He loves you. He loves me. And He has the greatest plans for us if we would just submit to them. Amen? It's like you and God riding a two-seater bicycle. If you and God were going to go on a ride on a two-seater bicycle, chances are you'd want to be in the front seat. Amen? And God, you just sit in the back and pedal because you're all powerful.
There's that sticker. God is my co-pilot. Well, you're in the wrong seat.
In the wrong seat. Yeah. Because we don't think that if God can sit in the front seat and take us on a way better journey and provide the power. Amen? We got to give Him front seat. We just need to. Well, listen, I appreciate you allowing me to ramble here a little bit tonight and try and get some of God's Word into you. I'm grateful for the discussion that we've had. I think that's fantastic. Our worship was fantastic. Listen, if you are fasting, Tammy has all kinds of brochures and stuff over there that you can learn and read about and so forth. But listen, just be praying that God is going to begin to do things like we've never seen before. That God is going to begin to touch this city and release His anointing over this city. I'd love for people to drive down the freeway and see the Shekinah glory of God hovering over Myrtle Creek, Oregon. Amen. And people just have to drive in to find out what in the world's going on. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, I thank You for tonight. I thank You for Your goodness. I thank You, Lord, that You love us. Unconditionally, You love us, Lord, with a love that we can't even fathom. But Lord, I pray tonight, God, as we go from this house, God, that we would that your word would continue to just stir within us, oh God, that we would be compelled and moved, Lord, to do all that you have called us to do, to be all you have called us to be. And Lord, I pray tonight, God, that we would begin to seek your face for Sunday. God, I pray, Lord, that Sunday would be a great day in the Lord, that people would bring the lost in here, God, that they would be able to get saved. And Lord, I just pray that you would move across this city and across our entire region, Lord, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that your anointing would break the people free, oh God, to come into this place. God, I pray for people, Lord, that are just laying out and just coming to church whenever they feel like it or when the mood strikes them. I pray, God, that they would understand and realize that it isn't about my mood. It isn't about whether I feel like I want to go or not. But God, you've told us to come in and to compel us to come in and to not forsake the fellowshipping together of one another. And all the more, the Bible says, as we see the day approaching, Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you that we can always fall back on your word and we can rely on your word to be truth and life. And for that, I give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen and amen. God bless you. God go with you. Ladies, 7 o'clock or 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. 7 o'clock. Wow. Said no woman ever. 10 o'clock tomorrow. Men, 6:30 right here. Friday night.